Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, South Africa's VAT rate should increase to 15.5% on May the 1st, 2025. It could be back to its current level within 2 months. Now, that is due to higher revenues in national government 2025 and 2026 budget. So this is according to some reports, but it is confusing. And the whole VAT situation has been one that I certainly have failed to really understand. Michael Beaumont is Action SA's national chairperson. He joins us this morning to perhaps give us some perspective as well as Action SA's viewpoint. Michael, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Howard. Good to be speaking with you and your listeners on this issue.
So, first of all, can you give us a summary? Because I'm pretty sure that if I'm confused, our listeners are too.
Yeah, and I'm afraid what actually happens when issues become very technical and confusing is political misinformation takes root so much more easily.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm about to suggest to you right now is an objective set of facts that I think is a good foundation to understand this issue. And let's understand why this issue started. This issue started is because we have a GNU government, which, despite constituting 70% of the South African parliament, cannot get its act together to produce a budget that they all can actually support. And that is how opposition parties like ours, who shouldn't really be involved in the passage of a budget, now found ourselves having to play such a role. But this also then really came to a head on the 12th of March when the finance minister announced a 0.5% VAT increase. And a little piece of legislation that nobody has heard of or knows of in our country, the 1991 Tax Act, Section 7.4, says that when the finance minister announces a change in the VAT rate will go up on the date he announces in his budget speech, which happened to be the 1st of May.
Right.
That basically meant that in the committee meetings in Parliament on the 1st of April, parties faced an invidious choice, because if they had taken the route of amending the fiscal framework, they would have sent it back to the start of the process, delaying it by between 2 and 3 months, despite an imminent 1 May VAT increase that would have happened anyway.
In other words, irrespective, it would have happened.
Correct.
Right.
That's how the Tax Act works.
Okay, fine.
So we took the approach of saying, all right, the ANC is now without a majority. They're engaging our support to determine if their fiscal framework can continue in its passage. And the work of a political party in a coalition environment is when you give your support, you must win concessions that are favorable to your constituents.
Right.
Unfortunately, the GNU parties have failed catastrophically in this regard, hence a budget 9 months later that doesn't even have its own support. But from our point of view, we allowed the passage of it with conditions that the VAT rate would have to be reversed. And what I can actually say to you at this point in time is that the ANC in all of our engagements is very committed to ensuring that the VAT rate is reversed.
And do they have anything concrete to try and assist in that regard? I mean, I know that there's been talk of ways in which they could cut spending, diplomats around the world and embassies, things like that. But I don't know that they have actively engaged in that. Have you found them, has Action SA found them collaborative and serious about trying to achieve this?
Look, most certainly. And I think the challenge we have found in the submissions that we have made, because we made submissions totaling 110 billion rand in revenue alternatives, is that some of those would take time to materialize. So let me take the example you use of our foreign missions around the world, which are outrageously expensive for a country whose international footprint doesn't warrant that.
Right.
And certainly from our point of view, that would be a very good place to start. But it would take months and months and months for those changes to be affected before the savings could even start to be generated. And that would create financial instability by creating a huge hole in the budget in the intervening period. So you've got to look at measures that are short term.
Right.
And from that point of view, we have identified the SARS is the best option in that regard. The commissioner has announced that there's 20 to 50 billion rand on the table in collections right now, if he has the resources to go after it. The budget has already given him an additional 7 billion rand in budget for exactly that purpose. And we know SARS collects at a ratio that every 1 rand you give them, they collect 150. So we're quite confident that that 7 billion rand in additional budget that they've been given will be more than sufficient to make up for the VAT hike.
Right. So, and with that, following that policy, you're saying that this should be able to be reversed?
Without any question. The discussions and the focus right now is not if, but rather when and through what legislative mechanism. There will be a meeting on Wednesday between the parties, and the commitment for the reversal is clear because no one wants this. If this is not done, the ANC is going to find itself in Parliament with no one willing to assist it in the remainder of its budget process, and a constituency of its own that is deeply unhappy with the VAT hike. From our point of view, we are confident in that regard. It is about how we do this. And fortunately for us, there is precedence in 2020, in the time of COVID-19, a revised fiscal framework had to be produced and adopted in Parliament with the outbreak of that pandemic. And we could do the exact same mechanism here.
Does this not give the ANC to some extent an out in terms of its own outrageous and often corrupt spending? In other words, focusing on revenue, not spending, is that not giving them a license to continue along the path that they have already many years ago started their journey?
Not at all. And let me explain why.
Mm-hmm.
The budget is actually processed through three different votes.
Right.
The fiscal framework doesn't deal with the expenditure side, and that's the only side that has been dealt with. There are two further votes that are going to focus on exactly what you are referring to. So certainly nothing up until now is giving them the opportunity to continue what they've done before.
Right.
I think what we need to focus in on is that opening remark that I made, though, Howard, which is that we have a GNU government that has been in office for 9 months. They negotiated a coalition without putting anything in writing before they elected the president, other than this statement of intent document that is so broad it serves no actual purpose. And this is why we found ourselves 9 months into the tenure of this government without a single reform having been announced or a single spending cut. I think from that point of view, this is the issue. And it is bizarre how parties in the opposition are now being asked, well, is this not going to do this or that? I mean, where are the parties in government and when are they going to do their job?
Very, very fair question. That is where we leave it. It is 7:30. And thank you for that perspective, because it certainly does help us, certainly helps me, and no doubt our listeners, to see a bit of a different view and see the situation with a different lens. Michael Beaumont, Action SA National Chairperson, talking about the chance to reverse the VAT hike. I'd love your thoughts, your reaction on 061 895 1019.